Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But first, we wanted to say thank you to Squarespace. Guys, Squarespace is the best, especially if you need to build a website, especially if you don't know how to code and design websites. Odds are you don't. Most people don't. Squarespace makes it easy. For as low as $7.99 a month, they will help you create a professional-looking website, portfolio, blog, even an online store. You know those things you wanted to sell? Well, now you can, thanks to Squarespace. And if $7.99 is too much, then go to squarespace.com/ifiwereyou and use our coupon code ifiwereyou for 10% off. A lot of their packages even come with a domain name, so you just have to come up with a name that's available, and they'll purchase it for you and create the website at that URL. But I know what you're thinking. Most domain names are unavailable. I mean, people have been buying domain names for 10, 20, 30 years. I don't know how things work, but that's not true. I found three domain names right now. These might be the best available domain names that I've ever thought of. You know, in previous ads, I came up with koioil.com, jewishfish.com. All these are getting snatched up and used. So guys, act fast, because right now you can purchase gumrat.com. That's right, gumrat.com is available at the time of recording. Another one that's available, foilboil.com. Honestly considered buying gumrat.com and foilboil.com, but I said, you know what? I'm going to give it to the people. One more free bonus domain name if you're interested. This is a five-letter domain. This is rare. It's dunt.com. I know what you're thinking. Dunt sounds like it's four letters, but the way I spelled it was D-U-N-T-T. Dunt.com is available. So if you want to buy dunt.com, gumrat.com, or foilboil.com and build a website on there, cannot recommend squarespace.com highly enough. They make it easy. They make it simple. They make it beautiful. They have 24/7 live support. Basically, anything you would need from a website-making service that Squarespace can provide. So if you're in the market, please do check them out and use our coupon code, which one more time is squarespace.com/ifiwereyou, and use the coupon code ifiwereyou. All right, let's get started. This is our live show from Manchester. We are very excited to perform there for the first time ever. And I think you guys will all agree we kept it real. Quite real, actually. Enjoy. Everybody here is buff. Even us.
Oh, especially that guy. I thought I was like scared for a second you were going to grab me and pull me into the audience.
Which he could have.
Yeah, you could have just grabbed me and tossed me over
your head. You're a kite to him. You're a kite.
A kite?
Tight. Kite.
What like did you say first?
Kite. I was very explicit to say you were a kite.
To him?
To him.
You said you're a kite.
Yeah, K-I-T-E, kite.
Kite.
To him.
Okay.
Manchester, England. This is very exciting. We've... Boo.
To Manchester?
Where are you from?
Scotland.
Everybody laughed when you said Scotland. So boo you.
No.
Oh, wait, is that the guy that could beat us up?
I don't know. Either way.
If so, I'm from Scotland. Sir. Oh, no, it wasn't him. Okay. Actually, anybody here can beat me up, so it doesn't matter. The answer is yes.
Out. You've been working out.
Yeah.
You look good.
Thanks, dude.
Show everybody your muscle.
I don't know.
Come on, buddy. Bye.
If you're listening at home, I just took my dick out.
Yeah. If you give it a peer pressure, that is. Show everyone your peep, huh?
My what?
Show everyone your little peenie. Yeah. Come
on. For those of you listening at home, I took my dick out again. So that's two dick outs.
But my dick had a muscle.
Yeah. Wow. Guys, who here has never heard this podcast before? Why are you here? Who dragged you? Who drugged you?
Drugged and dragged.
So your friend Chris was like, dude, you are not going to believe it. These guys talk.
Into microphones, though.
Can I have 20 pounds? That's what Chris said.
Chris?
Or did you buy him a ticket? He paid? What? Oh, so you just invited your richest friend.
What kind of, you're the best friend ever.
He paid for everybody here, actually.
Really?
He paid for this whiskey.
Very Toda, thank you. Toda Rabah, everybody knows.
Teaching Hebrew to Manchesterians. Manchesters? Manchesters it is. Wait, you guys all said monkeys? Is that what you said?
You're going to get your ass kicked.
Mankirian? Mankirian. Oh, like the Mankirian candidate.
Nice.
And I haven't even had any whiskey yet. That was a sober joke. And a sobering joke.
Ta-da.
Let's talk Ta-da. About it, guys. Salute.
Thank you. Oh, man. We're excited. This is fun. This is nice. Ow. Yes.
So, how does this podcast work, Chris? You've never been here before. Let me explain it to you. Oh, shit. I'm Richard. He's Chris.
You fucking ass.
You idiot.
You
Don't you know
kite?
All of our names? You little kite Jew. Wait a minute. That second part was definitely anti-Semitic. It's an advice podcast is what we do. And basically, Jake and I receive emails from people who are in sticky situations and they need our advice. We don't know why, but we're happy to give it. Sometimes it's just us two alone in our living room, and sometimes it's in front of 200 Mankidians who... and some Scots.
And some Scots!
They all bum rush the stage. We are below everybody. The stage is lower than every seat.
Yeah.
That's rare, right?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Of course it's rare.
You're right.
Imagine
no,
bleachers.
It's not. I do whatever the Scotsman says.
He's on a horse.
You tell me what to say and think, sir.
Oh my God, how did you bring a horse here? Yeah, I don't know what else to say.
That's essentially it.
Has anybody here emailed the show before? Has anybody here had a question that we answered on the show before?
This guy! This
one?
Wait, someone?
This guy.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the question?
Oh, shit!
Which one?
It was in the second show.
The second show?
It was the guy who went on holiday with his friend who he liked, but was...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, get
come
up there.
Come on. Please. You have to come down. Come down. Everybody who's friends.
This is episode 2? This guy was from episode 2.
This is day 1, dog.
He's an original. Sir, welcome. Join the show. You were probably one of the first questions we ever answered. So what was the question again? You went on vacation?
Vacation with a girl I liked, and she was going with her ex-boyfriend and invited me as well.
So you were invited with a girl you like and her ex-boyfriend on vacation.
At that time, I'm trying to I remember the question. Our advice was to not, was it to not go?
You said not to go or not to go and act upon my...
We told you not to act upon your desires. And what happened?
I did not act upon them until after the vacation.
And did it work?
It worked for a very short amount of time.
That's great!
Yeah!
Come here.
Hey.
Make dreams come true, baby.
I'll take short amount of time any day of the week, brother. Thanks for coming. What's your name? You can give you our, what fake name did we give you? Just begrudgingly as he walks away, I don't know, fucking Professor von Strassenberg. He hates Austrians.
I love that he was wearing a Seize the Cheese t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little wrinkly, actually.
He didn't seize the iron.
Nice, dude.
You did the...
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
That.
You did Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah.
Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah, that's
nice.
A joke.
That was nice. We're going to be dicks about jokes all night. It's a really dangerous story. All
right, let's switch it up. So,
Richard.
People write in. They are in a difficult place, and we give these real emails from real people fake names to preserve their anonymity, and then we come to their hometown and ask them to stand.
And you call them out, and everyone took a picture of Professor von Strauschenberg, right? Great.
His identity is leaked.
There we go.
So should we get this party started?
I'm ready. Is my Scotsman ready?
Yes!
Awesome.
They yelled no, but so loudly that they must have been ready. Okay, first name. First question. We need a first name. Whoa.
I picked out Tom, Callum, and Shmuel.
So let's do all three.
Tom, Callum, Shmuel.
Tom, Callum, Shmuel writes, "Hey guys, been dating this girl in British Columbia for a while now, like 6 months, and just recently she came home and bam! Out of nowhere she breaks up with me. After a couple days sleeping on a friend's couch, I talked to her friend and she says she visited a psychic who told her to break up with me." Can you believe that shit? "A different friend of mine told me his friend is a psychic and is willing to convince her to come back to me." So my question is, should I get this person to pretend to see her future or some shit so she comes back, try and talk to her on my own, or just peace out on this psycho? Any help would be appreciated. Love, Thomas. Cal Schmuel.
That's really interesting predicament.
That is a sitcom. I want to write that, I guess, as a story.
That's the pilot of Dharma and Greg.
Yeah.
I don't know if they didn't have that show here, but that joke was just for Amir.
Yeah, and I only sort of liked it.
You laughed.
I giggled.
How dare you? It was more than a giggle. It was a guffaw. It was a guffaw.
No, I did not guffaw.
Would anyone call that a giggle or a chortle, or would you say that was a guffaw?
A guffaw.
Thank you.
A guffaw.
I'm a Scotsman. Scotsman has his hands... What was it? What would you say?
Scotsman.
Yes. It was a Scotsman?
Scotsmen are...
It was more than a guffaw. Yeah, you straight up Scotsman just now.
So should this guy hire a reverse psychic to tell his ex-girlfriend to get back together with her? First of all, do psychics tell you to break up with your boyfriend? Don't they just sort of predict the future? Can't they be like, you're going to, like... She was just guessing.
Yeah, Maybe the psychic didn't give you like explicit information, but she just said there's some bad shit afoot with your current love life. Do with that information what you will. And she was all right, I have a decision to make.
Let me at least get a second opinion. She opens a fortune cookie.
The interesting thing though is that this guy then knew a psychic who could easily be bought. Like, yeah, I'll tell her to get back together with you.
Yeah,
because it's not real,
of course,
right? So, like, you don't even need to know a psychic. You can just know a guy.
Yeah. You can know an actor.
Yeah, just anyone.
Not even an actor, just a guy who's willing to buy a bandana, I think.
Right. A bandana, a crystal ball, that's it.
Oh, no, tarot card. Have you ever gotten your tarot read or your palms read?
Yeah, I did once.
And?
She actually predicted me and my girlfriend at the time were going to get married and have twins.
How'd that work out?
Well, my future's not totally... told yet. I don't know. Maybe I'll get back together with my girlfriend when I was 18 and we might have twins.
That's a huge leap. Usually they keep it
Becky,
vague.
If you're listening, I think the twins need us. We were on the Jersey Shore and we were told that we were going to have twins. And I don't know. I think maybe it's fucking crazy to go back to her?
Of course. That wasn't even a person. That wasn't even a fortune teller. You just talked to a hobo.
No, it was a carny. Yeah. He said,
"You're all
gonna
have twins."
You mean that, sir?
I don't know. I'm drunk.
I love her.
I think I might not only not want to get back together with her. I would say, if she takes a psychic's word for anything, this girl's not. You should break up with her.
Or unless this guy's like really manipulative, then he could be like, he could just use this to his advantage all the time. Especially if he's got a psychic in his pocket.
Yeah, like he can convince her to get back and blow him every day.
Yeah.
That's your fortune.
That's your dream girl, right?
Yeah.
Somebody who blows me every day.
On a daily basis, a girl that, she blows me. Not away, but my dick.
Girl who blows your penis.
Yeah.
Every during the daytime?
Yeah, it has to be during the day. That's what I meant by every day. Otherwise, I'd say every night.
After work, before work.
During work, after work, whatever. As long as it's still daylight. She's a vampire, so it has to happen indoors.
That's... so it sounds like your advice is to
let this crazy person go away. Psychics are not real. They are unfortunately actual people that try to. They're one level, I'd say one half level above a beggar. They're a beggar who said, "You know what? I'd like to tell people shit for money."
Yeah, so like a street performer is tops.
Yeah, that's
like,
the ultimate.
I don't have any money, but I got a talent.
Yeah,
and I can juggle.
At the very least, I can spray paint myself silver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm great at standing still for a long time. Yeah. That's actually what didn't get me a job in the first place. And then I spray painted myself silver. I started earning money.
Yeah.
So I would do the same exact thing, just stand around.
Yeah.
But then silver.
Yeah.
And now I have money.
So it's performer, tops, silver. We'll call him the queen. And then the jack would be.
The jack is, wait, so bottom is a.
Beggar.
Guy
is just.
That's guy who's not even doing anything.
Yeah, he's asking.
He didn't even make a sign. It's just like, can I have money? Like, all right, at least get cardboard. At least get, like, a marker.
You're embarrassing yourself, you say, as you count cash in front of him and walk away.
Oh, no, not for you. I'm giving it to this silver man.
Yeah.
See how still he is?
He's a robot, I think. And then if you split the difference, average between silver and sign guy, you got a fortune teller.
Because he's like, I will keep you engaged, I'm going to tell you lies.
But yeah, but hey, at least it's a story.
You think about it, so are the guys that are saying, hey, this is money for my family, because it's not that.
Yeah.
It's always money for...
So they buy a tarot card and they lay it out in front of you. I've gotten my fortune read and they're like, and I'm like, whoa, a death card. And like, that's actually not bad.
Right.
It's like the death of something
bad. It's at the very least rude for like the liar who is the fortune teller to tell you bad news.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to, like, they've dedicated their life to lying. And then they say, I'm going to lie, but I'm going to tell people bad news.
Yeah.
That's so rude.
They should be like £5, £5, I will tell your fortune. For 10, I'll give you only good news.
That sounds like a really good deal.
Shit. Maybe I'll paint myself silver. Sorry, I'm thinking two steps behind.
You make pretty good money doing this.
It's okay. Did you get paid for tonight?
No. I split my money with a Scotsman.
Very well, then. So, could you date someone who believed in psychic tree?
Yeah, definitely.
Why? Aren't they stupid?
I could date a stupid person.
Watch me.
I'm pretty dumb myself, actually.
It actually works out very well.
I don't know if you know. I paid good money to have my fortune read on the Jersey Shore. So, yeah.
But imagine believing it.
At the time, I did.
You're an idiot.
I know.
So, what is your advice for this guy? Keep the dream alive? Maybe she's worth keeping?
I think he could do it without the ruse of the psychic. I feel like he could go and just be like, let's prove this psychic wrong, baby.
If you're saying that, no, that's not a good place to be in your life.
It elicited some laughter that I wasn't expecting. I thought I was making a good point and then people laughed, so...
Let's prove
that never feels
this
good.
Psychic wrong,
to
baby.
Deliver your opinion. You deliver your opinion and it's met with laughter. Like it was...
That's eye-opening.
Yeah. It doesn't just hurt, it stinks.
Two options. One, she actually believes the psychic and isn't worth your time as a normal. Two, she just used the psychic as a ruse. to get out of the relationship. You don't want her anyway. Yeah. Either way, yeah. MoveOn.org.
Move on.
We say move on? Move on!
Move on!
So it is decreed. What? That guy's peeing. All right.
We're one question in and we've broken up a relationship. Great.
Love it.
Let's do it. Let's keep the dream alive, man.
Okay.
Let's keep breaking them up.
We need another guy's name.
Oliver! Oh,
all right, I heard Adam Oliver, and then what did you say? Adam Oliver Hamish.
Hamish Adam Oliver, actually.
Oh.
Thank you.
I like that. Adam Oliver Hamish writes.
How dare you?
I recently matched with a fairly good-looking girl on Tinder. I hate
it's so
that.
Grating.
Grating, not great.
Great.
Yeah.
It's ting. So great, ing.
Ting.
Richard, you understand what that was, right?
He's so confused.
You have no clue what just happened.
Yeah.
Just, why? We said something weird about women, and then everybody
honked like a goose.
So the weird thing is that you pinch and honk like a goose.
Yeah.
Pinch like a crab or a lobster, and then you honk like a goose.
Imagine what went
on. I don't know
on.
What the, it's easy to understand.
Yeah. All you have to do is spend 102 hours of your life, and you listen, and it explains why everyone does that. All right. Hamish Adam Oliver writes, I just recently matched with a fairly good-looking girl on Tinder. Banter is great, and we have a lot in common. We are planning to meet up this weekend in the city. Fingers crossed all goes well.
Sorry, banter is great.
Yeah.
I thought he said banged her. All was great.
Oh, yeah. He did not bang her.
Banter
is great.
Is great.
That's
I'm sorry.
Right.
All right.
We are planning on meeting up in the city. Fingers crossed all goes well. However, while we were talking during the week, she seemed to get extremely jealous and angry that I had other female friends. And it seems like she thinks we're already in a committed relationship. She has taken it upon herself to call me pet names, invite me to a family dinner next week, and it's even gone to the extent where she has already planned a Christmas gift for me. As I'm not looking for anything serious, but I could get lucky, my question is whether or not I should... my question is whether or not I should avoid this entire situation or take the opportunity that is in front of me and let my future self deal with the consequences. Thanks. Any help you can provide would be great. Love, Adam Hamish Oliver.
Adam Oliver Hamish.
Sure.
Hamish Adam Oliver. Hamish.
So.
You didn't get lucky. No one, this isn't getting lucky, right?
Well, he wants to get lucky.
It's not, it wouldn't, to have sex with her would be a curse.
This coming from you.
Yeah.
This coming from a guy who said the best way to get back at someone is to fuck them.
I didn't.
I said.
The hands are convincing me.
I said, would you fuck someone you hate? You said, I exclusively fuck people
oh,
I hate.
Oh, yeah. I only fuck people I hate, but, like, she's... Shit. Let's say...
How much can you disconnect yourself from the terrible person and just have sex with this bag of flesh?
But it's not that she's a terrible person. I could fuck a terrible person. She's, like, an insane person. I don't think I fuck crazy. I think we've talked. I think I've said this before. I don't think you do, I don't think you have sex with crazy.
You don't fuck crazy.
You don't fuck with crazy. You don't fuck crazy. You don't fuck with fucking crazy. Fucking fuck on fucking crazy. I don't think you do it.
But it is funny how much he's willing to. Like, she could be so bad, but just the promise of sex makes it. Oh, I can't not do it. He
how
says.
Dry is his spell?
Yeah, he just has to try at the very least. I mean, she's already crazy. Maybe he can have sex, and then she's equally crazy, and then the only thing that changed is the sex, so you might as well go for it.
So you're saying go for it?
I'm saying if I were you, I wouldn't. But if you were him, I think you would. Would you have sex with an annoying person?
There's a difference between would I and have I. I wouldn't, but I have every time. But I would never do that.
Yeah.
But I've done it.
Always and exclusively.
But I mean, no, I wouldn't do that. Though every time the opportunity has presented itself, I think I have.
Yeah.
Which is why my advice should really resound with him, don't you think?
Yeah, you don't be like me, you're saying. Do as I don't do.
I don't know, because I'm also pretty happy. Oh, that's it. Fuck her.
Because then you'll be happy.
Then you'll be happy. We'll feel good when you come. And then if you can disassociate yourself with her feelings afterwards.
Which is real easy. Because you'll find somebody else.
Yeah, you just distract yourself with somebody else. And if there's nobody else, you distract yourself with yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck a terrible person, please. I masturbate all the time.
Yes. How do I masturbate with this?
This claw.
Ow!
I did see you in the hotel room earlier using a lobster trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I was actually jerking off with a crustacean.
Yeah.
If you can imagine.
A crusty Asian.
No.
That's what we call them.
No, you said we. How dare you lump me into that?
So, if I were you, would you? If I were you, you have.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, when... I think you can do it once. I think you can have sex with her. Because with this...
This is what she's done. She's already jealous and angry. They haven't met.
Right. But what's happening is that she's showing her hand a little bit. So he's getting nervous. He's like, oh, man, I can see what will happen next if I go through with this. She'll be really attached. But that's okay. You sort of just know what's going to happen. This means he knows how to play it. So he can do it.
So what's going to happen?
And
they
he
have
can
sex
enjoy
and then
that.
What? She's already ordering, I guess, another Christmas gift at this point.
And you say, baby, I am so sorry. It meant so much to me, but I can't be the man you need me to be right now.
But I already
I
got
can't
you.
Be home yeah. for Christmas. I don't want to lose my friends. And then you give her that like that really nice honest guy thing.
Oh,
and then
the she's fake like, honest guy.
Thing. Right, fake. Always oh, never real.
Never real.
Well, me saying never be real is the realest I've ever been.
Yeah.
But yeah, then you can slowly back out. You bow out apologizing, and then she hates you for a little bit, but then ultimately respects your honesty, and then you're okay.
What honesty? You just said not actual honesty.
Well, not real honesty. She respects your seemingly honest voice.
With a capital semen.
Yeah.
Glee. So I don't know. It's kind of a tough call. Should we ask the audience?
Yeah, that sounds nice.
A round of applause for yes, boning her. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I like the geese noises.
A round of applause for no, stay away. You know what it is. The people that say stay away are like the normal people that refuse to be too loud.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I guess.
The people
yeah,
that
away.
Buck are just, yeah, honking.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, just like casually, politely. And then like the no's are just like eight really loud drunk guys. So maybe volume doesn't really do the trick. But yeah, it's a toss-up. It's a 50-50. We have two different bits of advice.
Are we just moving on? I say fuck her, you say don't.
Yeah, I'm the angel on her shoulder and you're the devil.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Are we out? Is it the next question?
Richard the Third. Question the Third.
Is it a
oh
girl's name? Women? Woman? Lady?
Female.
What is it?
Dorf?
Darf? Whose name is Darf? Doris? Dorf? D-O-R-F?
As a first name? As a first name, a female named
well,
Dorf.
His name isn't Dorf. This is just a guy that yelled Dorf. I feel like we should ask a girl for her name.
Clara.
A guy just yelled Helen.
That was a girl, you asshole.
Huh?
Joyce.
Joyce. I heard Joyce, and then it was echoed by a dude.
Joyce Dorf?
Do you really want... Yeah, sure.
Joyce Dorf writes...
JD.
My ex-boyfriend and I broke up in November last year, about 11 months of dating. It was a mutual thing, and I saw it coming. I've been doing okay since then, a one-night stand here or there, but nothing serious, that's right. Anyway, I recently found out my ex is dating someone I know. I'm not sad about it, more just annoyed that he's got a serious thing going on first. Anyway, I saw a photo of them pop up on Facebook, and in a fit of rage, I unfriended him. Now I feel kind of petty for unfriending him, but there is no way back. If I send a friend request, it would be obvious. Also, I wonder if he looks at my profile now and then sees that I've unfriended him. Would that make him upset? am I a nice person that I don't want to have him move on? Anyway, I'm just wondering what your opinions are on unfriending exes on Facebook. Appropriate and considerate? Considerate somewhere in between? I just don't know. Love, Jamies.
Jamies?
Yeah, what, Joyce
Dorf. She actually wrote that in the email.
Yeah. Joyce Dorf.
Was her name Jamie?
No.
All right, great.
I thought her name was Jamie, but it was Joyce.
Love Joyce, Joyce Dorf. Love, so. Joyce Dorf?
Joyce Dorf.
Great.
She broke up with her boyfriend, unfriended
him
on Facebook.
It's not very, like, a fit of rage. I unfriended him.
Yeah.
I went blind. I only saw a white light, and I was so pissed, and I clicked a button.
But she clicked it really hard.
That's not rage.
Her mouse is broken.
I couldn't fucking help it, man. It was a crime of passion.
Yeah. But that's how sweet she is. And now she's like, oh, my God, racked with guilt.
She's not
what
sweet.
I do?
She's neurotic.
How dare you? Joyce is my type of girl. Would you ever unfriend a girl?
You go ahead. You go first. Would you ever unfriend a girl? You're always asking me shit.
Yeah.
You're always asking me shit.
I guess the problem is that you never ask it back.
Oh, sorry. I just got mad. What's your opinion? Here's mine.
Okay. I feel like unfriending someone is giving them more attention than keeping them as a friend. If you really don't care, you just keep them as a friend. Whatever you see him, you don't. You can block him from your timeline without unfriending them. That being said, she already unfriended him. Don't refriend him. It's too late. That ship has passed. That ship has sailed? Oh, what do you guys know? She probably is still into him / kind of obsessed with him because this thing is kind of freaking her out. So I would say keep him unfriended. The damage is done. Oh, dear. And, yeah, keep living your life. And I think the fact that he got into a relationship first means he lost because she's still living the good life.
Living the good life. Being single is living the good life?
Yeah, I think
is
so.
Is anybody here in a relationship and happy? Yeah! Is anybody here single and happy? Yeah! Is anyone here in a relationship and miserable?
Yeah! Two people exactly at the same time?
That guy's here on a date with his girlfriend.
But they're not dating each other is the sad part.
Right.
Those two people.
Is anybody in here single and miserable? Pretty telling.
Yeah. So
people
you can be
tend
happy
to do what
or
makes
sad.
Them happy. That's nice.
You can be happy or sad in a single or in a relationship. But I feel like getting back into a relationship isn't winning. He's not winning. He's not doing better than you because he's back in a relationship.
Well, there's no winning or losing. It's just different.
Yes, there is. Everything is a game, a score, a competition. And this girl's losing, unfortunately. She's at negative
one.
You
said she was winning.
I know, but then she unfriended him. I gotta penalize that. That's a misstep.
They're at a tie for sure. It doesn't matter. She doesn't need to be friends with her ex.
No.
He definitely didn't notice. I don't think I've ever gone through anybody on Facebook and be like, is this person my friend?
And that being said, if he does notice, he can't say anything about it ever. Because
you do this shit. You look to see if girls follow you on Instagram.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. I don't want to put you on a Manchurian blast.
Yeah. That's exactly what this is.
That's you'll do that.
I will check if somebody is still following me or somebody has ever followed me.
Both.
True. Have you ever not?
Checked if somebody was
following you on Instagram?
I don't think so.
Bullshit. This is that fake honesty you were talking about earlier.
With an ex-girlfriend to see if my ex was still following me on Instagram?
I didn't say it was still an ex. It was just if a lady was following
me. If a girl I liked was following me on
Yeah.
Instagram. I don't think so.
Okay. So we have one liar on the stage. Have any of you guys ever checked to see if a significant lady or guy in your life was following you on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook? That's no.
There's not a lot of yeses in the audience.
No.
That was rare. That was very neurotic of you.
Has anybody ever just, have you guys just ignored that fact? Never checked at all? Is that average? See, they're just silent.
What about just unfollowing an ex on any form of social media? Do people do that?
Yes! I think if you do that, you got to do it right away. You can't do it 11 months later.
It's okay to do it in a fit of rage. I think she shouldn't be freaking out about it now. It's over. She did it. It's
gone.
She should have done it when they first broke up.
Yeah, that's
it's just
saying.
You throw away the pictures.
It's now or never. Because then he's like, oh, she unfriended me 11 months later. She's still thinking about me. It's uncouth. It's unladylike.
Yeah. What?
What?
Excuse me? It's uncouth to what?
To defriend. Just keep friends and you can ignore it.
I think it's okay to unfriend because, like, you've done the real life version of that. I unfriend you to your face. We break up. I'm no longer your friend. I'm no longer your girlfriend.
But 11 months later?
11 months later, then she's still thinking about it a little too much, but she should have done it right away. I think that there's a clean break in the beginning. That's what you do.
You know what she can do is unfriend like 100 people. Because then he's like, oh, it's just part of a mass wave. If you just unfriend one person,
he wouldn't notice if she unfriended 100 people.
He should.
What?
Don't you take tabs on how many people your ex-girlfriend are following? Round of applause.
You carry a notebook everywhere. I'd love to see it. You can't just call for a round of applause when you're done with a sentence.
I also do that at home sometimes, too. Did you finish the milk? Round of applause. Complete silence. Oh, no, thank you. So what's your advice here? What can she do now?
Nothing. Forget it. You're done.
Don't re-friend.
Don't re-friend him. Stop thinking about it if you can.
Defriending okay, re-friending no go.
Sir.
Oh, wow. What happened?
That was just a guy that I shook his hand before, and he was, I think he's leaving. I don't know. Well, you're going to kick my ass in the parking lot, right?
Cool. So we sort of agree. Don't re-friend.
Yes, don't re-friend.
And if you are going to defriend, do it right away.
Sure. Yes. Sorry, yes.
Fuck off, dude. We need a fourth... We need a guy's name. Henry, I heard.
I heard Moses.
Henry Moses.
Henry Moses, pretty cool name. It's actually a really cool name.
Yeah. Jesus. Moses. Yes, Moses.
All right, the Scotsman. You're Moses now.
Hey, guys. My step-parents want to buy me and my wife a home. A straight-up house gift. It feels emasculating. Is it weird to say no? Love, Henry Moses.
Everybody says... All right, thank God there are mixed reviews. A straight-up house gift?
If somebody wanted to buy me a house, I wouldn't feel emasculated. I'd feel like I had a house. That makes me feel good, actually, to be a homeowner.
Fuck off. You're not a homeowner.
Yeah, I am. They bought me the house. The deed's in my name.
You're
it's
a coward.
Home.
You're a coward. For
why?
That.
Because I live in a home? What do you live in, you piece of shit? An apartment. I have a home. I have a house.
You
get off my lawn, I'd say to you. My daddy-in-law bought it.
You and I share a house, first of all.
What?
We share an apartment together.
Excuse
you. It makes you a homeowner because somebody buys you something?
Yeah. If I buy you a guitar, guess what, bud? You're a guitar owner. If I shake your hand, you're a handshake owner. And if your wife's daddy buys you a home, you're a homeowner.
I just think my problem with the entire thing is if you bought me a guitar, you might say, hey, Jake, I bought you this guitar, and I wouldn't have any say in the guitar. And then if this guy buys a house, you're like, you're in his debt.
No,
you don't get to like have
debt.
Your own house.
No, that's all in your brain. Oh, you feel emasculated.
You just want handouts?
I want the cash. I want the house.
He didn't offer you cash. You needy asshole.
Oh my God, thank you so much for the house. And then when his back is turned, you put it on the market.
Well, like he won't notice. When his back is turned for half a second,
yeah,
and then you don't live in the house that he bought.
Oh, that's weird. Anyway, I have 850,000 quid now. So thanks for the house, idiot. Sorry. Are you saying you wouldn't accept a house? You would say no.
I think there's something nice about earning your own house.
Sure, that's fine, but if you can't...
Well, who's to say he can't?
Well, otherwise he'd be owning a home himself.
No, maybe he's working towards it. Maybe he's got a good job and
Sure, you keep doing that little job thing, but
just to
while
be clear, you're asking
that...
for my opinion and then shutting me down.
I just think you're incorrect, but continue.
Do you want me to continue?
Because
every time
to hear
I start
more.
Talking, you do the voice where you ask for cash.
I like cash. I like having money and homes. If you could choose, if you could create a perfect girl in your brain, and you could, you have a checklist, a questionnaire, 50 questions, blonde, brunette, redhead, tall, short, thick, thin, whatever. And one of the option, one of the things was, welcome back, sir. One of the things was poor, average, rich. What would you choose?
I don't think I would choose that category at all.
You'd have to choose one. What would you choose? What do you
prefer? Poor, average, or rich?
Yeah.
Average.
Average?
I guess.
You'd rather have less money than more? You
her pauper. Money's not my money.
It is. No, it'll be your money. Because if you guys get married.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it is. That's how marriage works. You share a bank
you
account.
You share the... All right, fine. I don't... Oh, fuck me, man. I wouldn't care if she was... If she was rich, then we would be coming from, like, different backgrounds, and we might not be able to see eye to eye on things, like, in terms of money.
No, having cash is good.
Does That's... anyone agree with me?
You guys wouldn't. You guys.
Everybody
wouldn't.
Just yelled, and I don't know if anyone said yes or no.
You
but
guys
assume it was all yeses.
Does anyone agree with me?
No.
You would say no to a house.
I would say no to a house.
You would say thanks, but no thanks.
I would say thank you so much for your support. I think it's lovely, but I would like to earn my own house. I think I'll feel better waking up in a house that I bought myself.
We'll see.
I would like to know what makes me a pussy because I want to earn money.
Because you're not accepting money. You're basically saying
he
I'd
has
rather
a checkbook
I'd,
with $1 million. He's like, you little pussy. Accept this money. Then you owe them shit.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Parents buy their kids shit all. You don't owe your
parents.
No,
my parents
things.
Don't buy me anything. All the time.
How'd you go? Did you go to private high school?
I went to private high school because my mother was a teacher there, and I went for free.
Okay.
So how dare you?
Did your parents pay for your college?
I didn't go to college, boss.
You went to 4 colleges. Boss.
And I didn't, and no, they did not pay for it.
They didn't pay for college.
I paid my father back.
With a good old-fashioned good time and a steak dinner. Parents buy their kids things. They would buy your lady. They want to buy her daughter a
wife. A house isn't a thing. It's a house.
A house isn't a thing. Good night, everybody. Let's end on that. No, a house is a thing, actually.
You're a pussy.
This is a thing.
You know what? You're
this
a pussy.
This is a thing.
You want to let you're going to wake up in your
thing.
Wife's house
this
in your wife's
thing.
Bed
a house
in the house
a
your
thing.
Dad
Do you
bought
know what
for
a noun
you.
Is?
You're a
you know
what's
happening running.
You can't make money.
Blue is not
you
a thing.
You can't make money.
A house is
you know
a
what?
Thing. A st- oh my God. He's hitting me.
Now it's not a thing.
Throw it back.
Now it's gone.
You know why you can throw it back? Cuz it's a thing. Thank God I caught that shoe. Imagine it's like, you know why you can't throw it back? Because it's a thing.
I really wish I hit you in the face. That's what you deserve.
Here's something you can't throw. A house. So I guess another thing we disagree on. You say cash isn't good. Which
I think earning cash is good.
What?
I think earning cash is nice. That sounds
yeah, the
that
dad earned
great.
The cash. Her husband, your wife's daddy earned that cash.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. That's money.
That's his money.
And what if they take you on vacation? Are you also saying, thanks, but no thanks. I want to earn my own Hawaiian vacation.
That's an experience, and I think that's nice for them to have their kids on their vacation. That sounds like
so
nice
you'll go
experience.
On a vacation, but you won't accept a house.
I wouldn't accept a house.
What about a deposit?
What about? Oh,
a deposit's fine.
That accountant brings up a good point. Now, if he just pays for the down payment and you pay off the mortgage...
If you deposit the money in my account, I can have whatever house I want.
Say $1 million. They put down $250K. You pay the rest off over 30 years with a fixed APR of what? What's interest rates nowadays? 4.25? 4.3%?
It's interesting Gosh. Because your mother's trying to buy you a house and you won't take it.
Next question.
Thank you.
The difference is that's my mom. I don't take shit from
I
girls.
I want it from someone else's mom.
Yeah, that's. I want her to keep my her money, and I date a girl that has a rich daddy.
I get it.
That was good.
Jake's for Jason.
It is time for a break. Richard. Jake refuses to tell his virginity story on tape because it's, I guess, borderline illegal, and that's probably the smart thing to do. But he says during live shows, we cut to a little message from our sponsor, who we love so much, and Jake will
tell... MeUndies, right?
Yeah, hopefully MeUndies. And then we cut to commercial, and Jake tells his virginity story just to you guys if you promise not to tell anyone. So, if you're listening at home, we'll be right back.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, bark
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah. Most
saving
of it yours.
The average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Hey! Hey! It's okay. It's okay. Guys. Enough.
I shared something with you.
It was very courageous.
All right.
It was courageous.
I'm sorry.
Let's, Let's get to one last question. We're almost out of time, but we like you guys. We want to squeeze as much out of you as possible. Are you guys having fun? We need one last male question. Oh, no. Sorry. It's a female. Yeah. Would you say Whitney Quidditch? Gwyneth?
No.
I feel like we use their names almost every time because they're the closest.
Okay, so just let's, no, but everybody
top row,
quiet.
Top row only.
Shh. Wait, last row. If your back's against the wall, I want to hear.
Poppy.
What?
Poppy.
Poppy's nice. Poppy. I like Poppy. Sexy pot poppy.
Chicken pot pee. All right. Poppy writes, "Hey guys, I'm in high school and I'm dating this guy for about a year and we text like every day. I used to not have a problem with this, but now it's summer and I like to do more shit outside. How do I get him off my back without sounding mean or like I'm trying to avoid him? Thanks, Poppy."
That's fair. She doesn't want to text so much.
But that, I feel like that resonates because you get into this rhythm where it's just like, uh-oh, and now I'm in a relationship where there's a constant state of conversation constantly open.
Right. That's why being in a relationship is so weird. You just have to share every weird little mundane detail of your life.
Yeah, on a rolling
basis. Hey, baby, I had a sandwich.
Yeah. How was it?
It was nice. And then you also have to, like, you want to keep it interesting a little bit. So you can't just be like, it was good. You got to be like, it was good. There was a little too much mustard. Winky face.
Yeah, emoji.
Some type of weird inside joke.
The problem is when you first start seeing someone, you love the texts. You want it to keep going.
It's cocaine.
Yeah, text. So just more, more, and more. And then once you have that...
You guys just booed because I said cocaine?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't want to go to Scotland, man. It's scary. It's a place where it's all them. And once you get that rate of conversation going, you feel bad slowing it down.
I don't.
You don't feel bad like reining it in, responding less and less. It feels like it's a slight, and it's not a slight. I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Two things.
Sure.
One, this is what I want to do with my next girlfriend. God willing.
Who might be here right now?
Yeah.
Anal.
That's correct. Anal will shut her up. No.
How dare you?
Yeah, it won't. It'll just make her louder.
Or it might be a positive experience for everybody.
Never mind. She's not in the room anymore.
All right.
One, text very infrequently from the get-go. From the start, you rarely text. You infrequently text. It makes the actual meeting, like, the conversation.
You think that now, but you're not in love. You don't know what it is.
Okay.
It's like, you... As soon as you're enamored with someone, she'll break all the rules that you've set before you met her.
That's true.
Thank
which
you.
Is why I'm on to idea number two.
All right. Well, your first idea was bad, so we're going to go to number two.
We'll call this 1A.
All right.
Which is what I'm going to plan to do after I fail at one.
Sure.
You say, it's so much more fun when I see you and we can catch up on more than 4 minutes of day because... When you're in a constant stream of dialogue, you're talking throughout the entire day, and then you see the person, and you already know everything, and it's not as fun. So you say, I cherish being with you, and it's so much more exciting when I haven't spoken to you all day. It's so exciting. We get to have this real, meaningful conversation. And then you can do that thing where it's like, I fucking hate the internet. It's online. It's ruining my life. Every time you take a picture, it's like you're not really experiencing anything. It's not entirely true, but you could say it. And then she'll be like, oh, that's actually nice. It's a nice thought to want to be share these interpersonal moments in person rather than on a constant state over text message. Thoughts on that?
Gay!
To be fair, that was his name suggestion. He was just really late. That was a
No, he has a point. That's pretty gay.
What?
The way you described your relationship with your girlfriend, the opposite sex, yeah, it was gay.
Taking that heckler.
Honestly, dude, the things you do with your girlfriend are pretty gay. Everything besides the fucking, which is very heterosexual, is gay.
So, for example, having lunch with a girlfriend?
Gay.
Taking her to a movie date.
Homo, dude.
Blowing a male prostitute.
That's fine.
What do you think of my idea of turning it into a positive, spinning it into a positive?
Pretty gay, but I think I can save it. I think you just sort of peel back entirely.
I don't think that works.
It does. You retreat.
No, but then she's like, are you mad at me?
This is fucking insane. You're asking me a question and you won't let me answer.
I mean, that shit's
crazy.
It's not.
Did I interrupt you?
Not right, but that's not that. No.
I really interrupt you all the time. I'm sorry for putting you on a blast. You gotta pee again? Or are you just standing up to hurt us? It's time to beat us up. The last 2 minutes of the show is just you getting your face pounded in. We're very close to the
We're
end.
Really close. Do you need to pee? You can go.
Ivana, yeah, I think you should go.
No.
Unrelated to the pee-pee.
Well, let's go. Tell you what, I'm going to get two more seconds of advice, and then you're going to go pee, and we'll end the show. You should be, just but wait by the door, because I don't want there to be a crowd. Like, if you have to pee, you got to be, like, ready to jet.
Yeah,
to
at least stand by the door.
Comedy before piss, you're entirely right.
Yeah.
So here we go. This is. I'll make my advice really quick. You peel back, you just text a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, and then the person's going to be like, hey, what's the matter? You don't text me as much. And like, you're being crazy. You're being neurotic. I'm in love with you. We're doing fine. And then slowly but surely, they'll match you. People are energy matchers by nature. He'll match you. He'll start texting less and less. And then everything's going to be okay. I think, is that us?
That's it.
That is it.
I would like to say thank you to you, Amir.
Oh, and I would like to say thank you to you, Jake. I didn't know we thanked each other at the end of the
episode. I think you did a great job. I think your advice was really on point. I want you to go pee, sir. I want you to pee so bad. I think I need to pee. I need you to pee more than you need to pee. Ta-da, indeed. The strong man wants me to cuddle him, so now we're definitely going to leave the stage. Thank you, guys. Manchester, you've been amazing. Thank you so much.
The Dan Patrick Show ends.
It's over.
The box score begins.
Nothing is over. Nothing.
Join Paulie, Seton, Fritzy, McLovin, and host Brock.
Woo, woo, woo-hoo.
Every day they react to the day's events.
McLovin, do you feel any cooler after doing all that?
And plan for Brock's death.
Just come into my house, grab my computer, and go throw it off the end of a pier. That's all I ask.
What have I done?
Go to podcastone.com/boxscore to hear every show.